Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Unlearn by Humble the Poet. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever felt like everything you learned about life is actually working against you?
Oh, all the time. And that's exactly the wild premise of this book. It's not about becoming ignorant, but about becoming a beginner again, questioning all the mental furniture we've stacked up over a lifetime.
Mental furniture, I love that. So what's the first piece we need to throw out?
The story of who we are. We walk around with a fixed identity, like a people pleaser or an introvert. But that identity is just a story built from memories and other people's opinions. It's not a fact.
So when I say I'm bad at public speaking, I'm not being truthful. I'm just repeating a label.
Exactly.
And he says you can create distance between the I and the thought. You're the observer of your thoughts, not your thoughts. That gives you the power to choose which ones to believe.
Right. That's powerful. It means I can rewrite my story.
And that's connected to our need for certainty. We're scared of the unknown, so we try to control everything, and that just creates anxiety.
I'm definitely guilty of that. I'm always trying to predict the outcome before I even say hi.
Right.
He says the goal isn't to have all the answers. It's to be comfortable with the questions. Make plans, but hold them loosely.
Loosely held plans. I like that. Now, here's something I've never considered: our emotions. We label some as good and some as bad. But what if they're all just messengers?
That's the big reframe. Anger might be telling you a boundary has been crossed. Sadness might mean you need rest. When we push them away, we ignore the message.
Yeah, I never thought about anger like that. So instead of running from sadness, I should lean in and listen.
Yes,
and that connects to the happiness trap. We chase happiness like it's a destination, and he says that's a trap.
Wait, what should we chase instead?
Meaning. Meaning comes from living in alignment with your values, contributing to something larger, and embracing the full spectrum of human experience.
That gives me a lot to think about. It's a bigger shift than I expected.
It is. But feeling good all the time is impossible. A meaningful life is often difficult, but it's rich and satisfying in a deeper way.
And then he flips success and failure on their heads. The ladder of success is a treadmill that never stops, right?
Exactly. You get the promotion, and then you want the next one. True success is about who you are, not what you own. It's about integrity, presence, and love.
So failure, then, is not a verdict. It's feedback.
Failure is just data. It tells you what didn't work, so you can try differently. You're not your failure any more than you're your success. You're the person who tried.
I need to tattoo that inside my brain. But how do we stop comparing ourselves to everyone on social media? That's brutal.
He says comparison is a game you can never win. The only meaningful comparison is between who you are today and who you were yesterday. A little kinder, a little wiser, a little more at peace.
That takes so much practice to actually do. But I get it. The highlight reel is not the real life.
Right.
And the same principle applies to time. We're always living in the past or fearing the future, but the only moment that exists is now.
That's so simple, yet so hard. How do we get better at it?
Just keep bringing your attention back. When you eat, just eat. When you listen, just listen. Every time you return to now, you're unlearning mental absence.
And the foundation for all of this has to be self-compassion. Because otherwise, I'm just beating myself up for not being present enough.
That's exactly where he lands. We're our own harshest critics. He says treat yourself like you'd treat a struggling friend. That kindness is what makes all the other unlearning possible.
So the whole book is really about shedding layers until you find the person underneath all that stuff.
It's a lifelong practice, honestly. It's messy and uncomfortable, but the reward is a life that's bigger, richer, and more real.
I'm walking away with this one thing. I'm the one who wrote the story of my life, which means I can rewrite it at any time.
That's the heart of Unlearn. We don't need to add more to ourselves. We need the courage to let go of what we've been taught.
Yeah. The one thing I'm really taking away is that the work isn't to become a better version of who I think I should be. It's to uncover the person I already am underneath all that learning.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper into unlearning everything you know, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, with infographics on many of them. It's $2.99 a month, or $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The goal is not to become someone else, but to become yourself, fully. We'll see you in the next one.